Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear about 10 lepers that Christ healed. And he was on his way to Jerusalem and passing through Samaria and Galilee. And he came upon this one village there, and there were 10 men who were standing off away from everybody else. And there was a good reason they were doing that, because they were lepers. They must have known that Jesus was coming, for when they saw him coming their way, they cried out to him and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." You know, that cry, if you will, has a familiar ring to it. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us, which we say quite often. Jesus had mercy on these 10 men that day by telling them to go show themselves to the priest, was the first thing he instructed them. They did as they were instructed, and they were healed. However, there was just one of those 10 that returned to Jesus to give thanks. Today's gospel is a clear reminder to us that we should always be quick to come back to God and give thanks for the grace and mercy that he bestows on us at special times, but also each and every day. These 10 men sought out Jesus because they heard he was coming through. And they specifically sought him out because they needed healing. And to the credit of all 10, they did what the Lord instructed them to do. How often we may ask for the Lord's grace and mercy in a particular circumstance, but are we always willing to do what the Lord has for us to do in that circumstance? These 10 could have balked and said, "Lord, we're asking you to heal us. Why are you sending us to the priest? Why can't you heal us right now?" You know, sometimes we get kind of impatient. We want God's answer, you know, right now. But all 10 of these men did not question the Lord's direction. They didn't grumble. They did not reject what the Lord asked them to do. As they went to the priest, as they were in the very act of doing what God instructed them to do, they were healed. And all 10 of them were healed. Now, if you were going to be like one of these 10 men, which one would you choose? Now, they were lepers. You kind of not want to choose that. However, there is one I would choose. I would choose the one who came back to Jesus to give thanks. Now, I say that quite confidently because I know that's the one that I should be like. But am I? Do I always remember to return to Jesus to give thanks when he shows mercy on me? Our prayers, and I know mine, often retain has requests in them, asking the Lord to help us or others that we know of, which is fine. The Lord wants us to bring our requests to him. But you know, it's so easy to bring our requests, yet forget to come back and bring thanks to God when he bestows his grace and mercy upon us, even on the previous day. When the one returned with a loud voice glorified God, Jesus said to him, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Let's not be like the other 9 who received God's grace, but do not come back to him to give thanks." It's interesting that St. Luke records that the one who returned, what was he? He was a Samaritan. Probably one of the least likely to come back, yet he was the one who came back. Part of Christ's response was, "Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" He was amazed, although he knew what was in this man's heart. So he was mainly asking a question to point out how amazing it was that this man did return. We are of God's household. We of all people should be the ones to quickly return to God and give thanks. And I'm sure you all do that. I'm sure you all give thanks to God for things that He's done. But part of the purpose of today's gospel is to remind us to be even more thankful, to come back and express it to our Lord personally. I'm sure the nine that were healed were excited. They probably went back to their friends and their family with joy to show them how they'd been healed. But nine of them forgot to come back to give glory to God first, to give glory to the one who had healed them. And this is just a reminder to us what we need to do each and every day. Sometimes when things aren't going well is, in fact, when we need to recount our blessings. Instead of looking at our troubles, we need to first look what God has already done for us. You know, in a lot of ways, we're all like the 10 lepers in a spiritual sense. Sin is a cancer. It's a disease of the soul. It's far worse than a physical disease of the body. And yet we have been granted mercy by God. He allows us to come into His temple today in His very presence to worship Him. We've been healed. We've been cleansed spiritually. The blood which Christ shed on the cross makes it possible for us to come and be in His presence with praise and thanksgiving. This healing of our soul is something we can never give enough thanks for. So this is a good reminder for us about that. I imagine the one who returned to give thanks continued to remember that special day in his life when before he was a leper and after that day he was not. And he went back to the Lord and thanked Him that very day. Yet how many times, I wonder, he continued to bring back the memory of that special day and thank the Lord again and again. I'm sure we all have significant times in our own lives where God has touched us in a special way, or something that He's done for us. Let's never forget those special times of grace and mercy. Let's from time to time, even though we think of them in the past, come back and recall them and go before the Lord again in prayer and thank Him. As I was going through this, one thing that hit me is I just thank the Lord for the Christian home I grew up in, for my mom and dad and how they raised me up. I would not be here today if it weren't for them and the Lord's hand in their life. And it's that kind of thing that we are to recall from time to time. Things that have happened to us yesterday that God's grace and mercy was upon us, or back in time as He brings them to our mind. So let us pause when we come before Him, even in our daily prayers, and thank Him. Our thanksgiving doesn't have to be limited to us. It can be for those that are around us, others. And just remind yourself to recognize God's mercy enacting in your life and those that are around you. Because we can give thanks to what God has done in others. Tell yourself to remember it so when you go before your icons, before the Lord, you can give Him thanks. So if you were to choose today to be like one of these 10 lepers, which one would you choose? Be the one, when he saw the mercy bestowed upon him, returned and glorified God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Alleluia. Father, Son.